I know that.
We spoke last week about prosdor. Ha'ilam hazeh doimul l'prosdor f'nei olam haba. U'mokam ha'idin hazeh be'emez olam haba. The mokam ha'idin is be'emez olam haba. Ki hu ha'nivra b'hachona mitzdareches odov hazeh. Olam haba was created with the necessary preparation to give the ziv ha'shechina. That means olam haba is a place where a person is able to be mekabel at the ziv ha'shechina. In olam haba you can't be mekabel at the ziv ha'shechina. Olam haba you could. But the way to get to our destination is Olam Haba. Zeh Olam is going through this world. That's what Chazal said, that Olam Haba is a prosdor before Olam Haba. It's the corridor. It's the waiting room. It's the hallway on the way to Olam Haba. And the means by which a person gets to the main dining room, heim ha-mitzvahs asher tivonu aleihem kol yisbarach shamayim. But mokom asiyas ha-mitzvahs rak olam hazeh. Mitzvahs I can only do in olam hazeh, but olam hazeh is not the ikur, it's only the prozdor. Al kein husam adam b'zo olam b'tchilah. Therefore they put you into this world first. Kidei sh'aydei emtzoyim ha-eile, these means ha-mizdamnu l'kan, which are available here, yuchal ha-giyah, you can get to the place, olam mokom asher hukam, which is ready for you. Olam hazeh is ready. Everybody's Olam Haba is ready for them. It's Yipir. Shua Olam Haba, Shalir Vayisham Betuv, to be satisfied, like we spoke last week. In the Toyev Asher Konala, you acquired Aydeh and Toyev Ayel. Masha Amazal, Hayyam Nasayis, and Mokha Lakabasa. I think, I'm talking about a personal Hargosha. On a personal Hargosha level, I think that this Inyan of Prozdor, if a person would have an emissa feeling of Prozdor, a person would have an emissa feeling of Amunah, I think that on practical terms, it's probably the most powerful kli that we have for tikkun hamidos benom lachaveroi, for our whole look at Olam Hazeh, for taivis. It means, I'll explain what I'm saying. A prosdor has two characteristics to it. There's one characteristic to the prosdor, which is that it's temporary, time-wise. So one aspect of a prosdor is that it's a short time. One aspect is that it's a short time. Time-wise, it's short. It's a passing experience. Relative to Olam Hazeh, time-wise, Olam Hazeh is nothing. It's a blink of the eye. So one aspect of the prosdor is a time element, that it's a period of time before Olam Haba, and it's a very quick time relative to Olam Haba. Another aspect of prosdor, besides the time element, is that vibalt is only a prosdor, is the things that you do in a prosdor have no meaning be'etzim, unless it's the things that you're supposed to do in the prosdor. But the things that the prosdor is not made for, that means, the etzim, what is the place made for? It's only a prosdor. So the things that a person does in a prosdor, because it's a passing through station to get to somewhere, so you have to know what the prosdor is made for. So it's not just a question of timing, that time-wise it has no meaning. But more than that, what is the mashmas of a prosdor? The prosdor is, as a place, It's a preparation place. It's not a place that has an intrinsic value. I'll explain what I'm saying, okay? Haloi, all midas rois, all taivas, all involvement in Olam Hazeh, and all kas, kpeda, kina, are all rooted in the fact that Olam Hazeh has value. What Yenagai did to me has meaning. What he said about me, what he thought about me, Kovid, Kin, Taiva, they all only have meaning if a person believes, A, that Olam Hazeh is a lasting place. It's not a lasting place. You meet a guy on the street, you're walking down the whole basis all over here, right? And there's a guy across the street, a Shami guy. You don't know him, you're never going to see him again unless he knocks on your own flatbush. But before that, you're not going to see him again. Yeah? You'll never see the guy again. And he tells you, you know something?
You're an idiot.
But how would you become an idiot? If you'd be stuck with him for a week, you come to one of these camps, they come and he's the tour guide, and he's the roughniest guy, whatever it is, and he tells you you're an idiot. That's already absurd. That's a Gishma. Is that a time element? That means a Zach that's passing has no meaning. It doesn't make a Rosh Hashanah. And there's a Tifer Zach. There's another issue besides the time element. Stop. Does the Zach Be'etzim have any meaning? The Nakuta Prozdor is that what are people getting angry about? What do they have a cast about? The other guy said this and the other guy said that, and why are you doing this to me? First of all, if we would have an MSM Muna that we're just passing through, that we're just going by, so it doesn't make a difference. What's this case? That's it has no meaning, Bechal. It's a passing day. It'll be open 5 minutes. The Elam Haba is 5 minutes, you know? Relative to Elam Haba, which is Neitzach, 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 it's forever, by the way. Remember, I told you, we spoke about the base measures, the Sheikh Koli. It's forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever, ever. And it's in Yiddish. It's forever. No, relative to the time element, it has no meaning. B'chol, yana guy said, yana guy wants. That's what we say in Tfilas Zaka, in the Vidui, that a person was traded in oylem choylev oylem netzach. That's the time element, Zach Shaboy. The time element, Zach Shaboy, is that you traded in something which is transient. What are you making yourself crazy about? What are you running after typists that are one day here, one day not? What do you get insulted? Yana guy said, oh, one day he's here, one day he's not. Oh, that's no meaning. It's not okay. I'm just passing through. Then there's a deeper level. And the deeper level is the intrinsic chashivas for things. What value do things have? What value do things have? We run after typists. How do we spend our whole life doing that? The whole world does that. Gibalt Elam Haz is only a prosdor. Gibalt is only a prosdor. So the only things that have meaning are things which are relative to the prosdor. Otherwise, everything else has no value. B'chol, what are you running after? The Zach has no intrinsic value. It has no meaning. B'chol, what are you getting all upset about? What are you dust? What are you making yourself crazy for? I always say a mashal over. And I said it over last time also. Let me see what's going on. Hold it's a mashal. That's such a powerful mashal that it applies kavat to every type and every benam lachaver. If we really believe it, I'll tell you we'd all walk around like a Baron David. And by the way, that's why he walks around like that, because he's in a prosdor. Not because he's a nebuch, because he's slow. He's not. He's a brilliant guy, and he's a tifa guy. He's an apostle. If you know what I'm talking about, how you guys? He's an apostle. I always have a marshal. I mean, if you're on a bus, people used to travel on buses a lot. Yeah, and you're taking a bus from New York to Florida, and you're going through Savannah, Georgia, right? Let's go through Georgia all the way to Florida, no? What?
You went to
Savannah. Now, I don't know if Savannah has a basketball team or not. Is there a basketball team?
No.
Football team? Atlanta has. Basketball team? That's right. I don't know. Yeah? My time is up, but they weren't for nothing. Yeah? So a guy's going through Savannah. Do you turn to the next guy and say, what are the Savannah, what they call the Savannah flames? Next to him, talking about, what's macht the flames? What's tutzach? Right, you know, we come from every morning before Shabbos, what's before Bahai do, what the Mets do yesterday, what the Mets do, right? That's the law, isn't it? What they do, what they accomplish, what they do. Then you turn to the guy, why not? That's what's the mit Savannah? What's the get back of the flames? What do you mean? But you're in Savannah now. But that's what we'll be in our so we'll be in the next place. Whatever's underneath the door, I forgot already. Is the pshat is it has no meaning to us, right? Is that the word of the time element? So why are we so interested in what's up in New York? Or wherever you come from? Russia? What does it make a difference? What does this interest you? What does that interest you? And the emphasis that applies, by the way, to everything that's going on, who's running for president, and who's the mayor, and what's the Anazach, and who's that, and by the way, who's Rosh Hashiva, and the whole package, it's all the same thing. What does it bother you? Parents says, what do you mean? Because we're New Yorkers, what is it? I identify myself with the place, Be'etzim. That's what a puzzle looks like. Our Ulam Hazza is Savannah, Georgia. I don't want to talk to anybody, we're not going to end the day, I don't know if you're a Elam has a savanna. Like an Aussie. You basically feel, who cares what's going on in these places? Is the Shabbos Eilam Hazel like that? That's the time element that the body is just passing through. It has no Hashivas Mechal. That's what he said, the time. So nothing has a Hashivas. Not what Yenna Guy said, or not what Gator wanted. So you're asking the boy, you're being extreme today. I'm getting a lot of questions now. So it means we're all trafe, and what do you call the answer is no. I'll explain. The wolf is getting nervous, right? Well, why not? Why would you get nervous?
You're nervous.
Very nervous. Well,
but I realize it's not such a big deal.
What? What do you say? What's not a big deal?
This whole thing?
Do what? I'll approach the business. You forget about it as soon as you go to marriage. Like, yeah? That's what, only once a week. Just to say, I want to explain. Avada, we're never going to be able to uproot ourselves completely out of the Mahasa. That's not the goal. It's not the goal. The Mahasa, we are very weak. And because we're very weak and we don't have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to Rokhanius, is we connect ourselves to every little thing which gives us a feeling of connection. I once had a conversation with, I have an uncle of mine who's an Olam Gadol. And he's got the or world famous economist, also happens to be Talmud Chacham, Olam Choshev Admori. Once told me Hargosha, we were talking about, he told me Hargosha that, he told me, look how weak a person is, look how dependent we are. He said that when he's, sometimes you have to go once lecture in Austria, in the University of, I think it was Salzburg, if I'm not mistaken, and he stayed in Innsbruck, which is a half an hour drive away. He was there for 24 hours. He told me Hargosha he had, that when he came back to the hotel in the other town in Innsbruck, Austria, he felt like he was coming home, because he stayed there overnight, and he felt like he was such a kesher to the place, he felt he was coming home. Is the ma'aseh, we're all like that. The things that are around us in Olam Hazeh are legitimate needs, which we need to feel good about ourselves to be able to go through life. It's all richtig, it's all true. But a person has to know and feel that the etzem is narishket. It's a need that I have. A lot of needs that we have, that we take care of our needs, which are legitimate, because they're legitimate needs, but they're narishket. Is that an intrinsic steward? So a person has a need to feel. You can't. You have to feel a shtickle like a man. You're not going to be the Chofetz Chaim in the next 10 years. Who felt? What did he call? No, Shach said it. Didn't interest him anything. Or at least to know that it's narishkeit, that it has no meaning. I hold that if a person will live with the hargosha of the zmanius, of the temporariness of Elam Hazeh, and both the fact that relative to Elam Haba on the second level, the things that we do have no meaning relative to Elam Haba, it would take out 90% of machlekes in the world, 90% of kin in the world, 90% of anger in the world, 90% of redifa sataiva in the world. I'm talking about extreme redifa sataiva. Because the word of the zach has no meaning. A person who has a emissa emuna, that what you're doing has no meaning, won't expend his whole life on it. And that applies to Ben Olam Chaveri. And on a practical level, I think that this line, Mishil Sashom, is the most important line in the second. Avada, on a conceptual level, there's much deeper things. Elam Haba, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mitzvahs, Averus, Prenish. On a practical level, if we look at ourselves from the outside, we look like fools. Like, what are you making yourself crazy about? You're in Savannah, Georgia, passing through for 10 seconds to the bus. What's Machstech Meshigda? Yannick, I said this. He listened to the conversation, listened to people saying, he said this, and the other guy said that, and he said that, and what's going to be with this, and the Shvig is angry at the body called the but what are you making yourself crazy for? It's nothing. It's dust in the wind. It's passing through. It's all narishkeit. His pshat is that the reason why the world is in such an uproar is because I have no shaitas to this Musaq B'chol. That's the first thing I wanted to speak about. It's a zach you should work on every day. If you don't work on anything else the rest of your life, it's worth it. What time is it? What time? 28. That's one thing. That's the negative part of the prozdor. That's what the prozdor is not. But what are you supposed to do in the prozdor? Vos yeh. So I want to introduce a topic that we're going to speak about in the coming weeks a lot. And that is what you're supposed to do in the prozdor. So what are you supposed to do in the prozdor, right? We agreed. You're coming into this waiting room, right? So. There's no dental office music, that's why it's straight. want to pick up a Mishpacha magazine? Marishkeit. So he's supposed to do in the Prozdov. He's sitting around waiting, right? Waiting for the... What are you supposed to do with the Prozdov? Not this and not that, and it's temporary, it's all Marishkeit. What's the answer about that? What is the Prozdov supposed to do in the Prozdov? So the Sram says 10 times in the next few pages that what a person is supposed to do in the Prozdov is supposed to be Amid V'Nisayin. And I'm going to use the next few weeks to talk about the Inyan that... I want to say something deep. I don't want you to listen to what I'm saying. The Baal, we have a hargosha, not a havana. In havana, we're all okay. But we all have a hargosha that Elam Hazeh is lo Olam Ead. And Elam Hazeh is the most important thing. If a person understands that the prosdor is the emes of prosdor, it's a waiting room, it's a hechatimso, and everything else going on is narashkeit, so what year? What the year is Islamic by Nisayin is going to say in the end of the parak. That's what Elam Hazak is for. Nimtzeinu lemeidim ki ikra metziyas ha'odnam by Elam Hazak hu rak l'kayim mitzvahs v'lavuid v'lamid by Nisayin. So when we see a Nisayin, we run away from it. We try to detour around it. We cry about it. We complain about it. Because we look at it as a hafra to what's going on in Elam Hazak. And that's all because we don't look at Elam Hazak as a positive. The other side of the coin is that Nisyanis are what we're here for. We're here to run after Nisyanis. We're here to take a Nisyan on. Elam Hazak comes, it disturbs us, it blacks out our view of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it shters our connection with Him. And I'm going to go ahead and break through the Nisyan. I'm going to go break through the wall. There's no way. That's the Ikra Tafki that we came into Elam Hazak. To break through Elam Hazak to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What am I saying? There's no way that a person can be oimid in Nisyanis if he doesn't see it as his ikra tafkid in life. There's no way a person can be oimid in Nisyanis if he sees it as a disturbance. If you see Nisyanis as a disturbance of your pleasure of Olam Hazeh, then there's no way you're going to be oimid in Nisyanis. There's no way. That means, I'm saying something I want you to understand. That's the whole purpose of the Olam Hazeh is to be a disturbance to you. The whole purpose of Elam Hazak is to disturb you from Kayakir Hotwobu. And you come along and say, hey, you're disturbing me. Get out of my way. Boker Tov, that's what the whole thing's for. And everything's upside down. Because we don't look at it as a prosdor, which we normally don't. We were born like that. Why should we look at it as a prosdor? The whole world doesn't look at it as a prosdor. The whole world says this is the final stop. The whole world said that this is where the train stopped. This is the last stop. Yeah, but we created a whole world. Go to Harmanuchis. Go to Harazesim if you have money. If you're stuck in America, go to Montefiore Gardens, whatever it's called over there, Palm Road, or whatever it is. And that's it, finished. So then you're saying it's a stock of pain in the neck. If a person understands that it's a prosdor, what is the prosdor? The prosdor is Nisyanis. That means Olam Hazeh was created to create sorrows for you, to Isaiah Hashem. That's what it was created for, that's the prosdor. What is the prosdor? What are you supposed to do in the prosdor? It's an obstacle course. That's what Elam Hazeh is. And when a person understands that, it means first of all, you have to step out of the fact, the other side, you have to step out of the fact that the Ikr is Elam Hazeh. But when a person makes that first step out of it, then he can have a geschmack in the sinus. He can have a, I'm not saying in Yisurim, by the way. Don't, I'm not mixing it with that. I didn't say Yisurim. I said in the sinus. You have a challenge. A Nisayin could be a Shvera Taisvis. A Nisayin could be something that you shouldn't look at. A Nisayin could be a Bein Amla Chavera situation, a Mita situation. There's no end of Nisayinus. I don't have to... Anybody who got up this morning out of bed had Nisayinus from the second you got up till the second you go to sleep. From Shachris to Minchat to Ma'ariv, which one maybe we'll get to. And it is there's no shortage of Nisayinus. The part is, when you look at Elam Hazeh as the Ippi, you look at the picture of a prosdor of Ne'er Elam Hazeh as some sort of waiting room, and like an Ateres Chayi they have in front of the main goal, right? And then they have this thing beforehand. That's not a prosdor. The prosdor of the Elam Hazeh is the Nisyanis. That's the prosdor. That's the corridor. That's what's going to get. That's how Elam Hazeh gets you to Elam Hazeh.